Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
All right, drink up, boys.
Thank you, thank you.
Keep that shit flowing. And keep that shit growing. We got the next meal. We got the next meal tonight. Sherbert made from Herbert in the middle of winter. On the extremely exciting streets of Minnesota.
I was wondering when the accent was going to come in. But I was trying to implement it.
You
forgot.
And it just wouldn't come out.
You forgot at the end.
No, it wouldn't come out. I was trying.
I knew what was going to happen at the end. That's what I was waiting for.
He refuses to come out.
I had Southern going.
It's okay, Sean. It's 2024, dude.
I'm going to get the meal.
Dude, Herbert, the unicorn. I don't want to touch it.
Herbert the sherbert.
Yeah, I don't want to touch my sherbert. Why is Herbert touching my sherbert?
It's made from Herbert.
We have waiters for a reason.
You are the waiter.
No, I'm not.
What's the point?
Oh, breaking news.
Oh,
shit.
Tyrese Maxey wins most improved player.
Go Maxey.
MIP. MIP.
Presented by Kia.
MIP.
MIP.
Maxey's meat sauce.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Bob.
That one was for Bob.
I wonder if he peaked. I don't know.
I peaked in high school.
I wonder if he peaked on the mic. In Mike's school?
Definitely.
Did you say Mike's school? All right. So there is this crazy man on Twitter. Crazy as hell.
Florida.
He's got serious mental issues.
Okay.
Well, really, really bad mental issues.
I think he's talking about me.
Fair.
I get a little crazy on Twitter sometimes.
And he runs the Twitter account CTESPN.
Oh, that's not me. Never mind. We're good.
We're talking about Antonio Brown.
What he says.
Yeah.
Is he a real person?
He is. Bro, did you see the podcast with him and Tyreek Hill?
No.
he has a podcast. He had Tyreek Hill on, right? And he's asking him, and he's like, so you've been the number one receiver for a long time, right? And he's like, I guess. He was like, I'm going to list you some names. You're going to tell me if they all right. Then he sings, he's like, they all right. They all right. And he's fucking great, dude. And then he's just like, he's like listing names. He's like, Keenan Allen.
And Tyreek, no response?
And no, and then Tyreek's like, he's lit. He's like, he's lit. And then he's like, Jaylen Waddle. He was like, he's lit. And then AJ, or not AJ, what's his name? Antonio Brown's like, well, his year was kind of bad. He was trying to get Tyreek to talk shit on Jaylen Waddle.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But yeah, it was just a funny interview because these two are both just not saying anything.
That's so good. I gotta look that up.
All right, so I don't even know why we're talking about this guy, to be honest with you. But
Caitlin Clark.
Basically, he said, let me just read you what he tweeted a couple days ago. It says AB, comma. That's his, like,
his
actual, it's me.
It's yeah. Like him saying it.
Oh, it's like his his sign on.
You know how you say, like, dear, following up on last
Twitter
text.
World. Hey, Twitter world.
It's me, AB.
Someone tweeted by Twitter world with a sad face because OJ died. Because that's how OJ used to start all his Twitter videos.
Oh, really?
Hey, Twitter world. He would say that before all his videos. And then someone tweeted by Twitter world with a frowny face.
Oh, my God.
That's incredible. All
right. So basically, he said this. Well, not basically. He said this word for word.
Bar from bar.
Following up on my last text, my source in Minneapolis. Can someone help me?
Minneapolis.
There it is. There, yep. Is saying there's some trouble with Herbert's physical based around his open reduction surgery on his right index finger. My sources say there are still some questions about his readiness for OTAs. If this gets confirmed as resolved, the projected trade package includes both of Minnesota's first round picks this year, Christian Darrisaw, and also a conditional second round 2025 pick. So basically he's saying that the Chargers are giving up on him and they're going to trade him to Minnesota for basically nothing.
To Justin Herbert?
Yeah.
Yeah, to Minnesota.
Because of his finger.
It might be. It would be a really smart move for Minnesota, 100%. I would say.
Oh, yeah, of
they
course.
They need it. They're dying for someone. Like,
that's all they need.
Yeah. I could definitely see Chargers giving up on him because of the moves they made in the offseason. But, like, at the same time, like, he still shows promise. And, like, he hasn't shown that he doesn't want to play for your organization, you know?
Are we really going to trust what this guy has to say, though?
I have no idea. He could also just be throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks.
This is very
I think
true.
He said some shit in the past, too, that didn't come true. I'm pretty sure, at least. He fucking called
he's
that.
He's just doing it for clicks. But, so, here's further proof that it's probably not going to happen.
Why is that?
Someone named Ted Glover tweeted that the Los Angeles Chargers would absorb a $100 million cap hit if they traded Justin Herbert.
Yeah, it would be absurd.
That is not happening. All of those rumors are bullshit. Thank you. So, I think that pretty much completely destroys it. Also, I read somewhere else that you can't trade a player to reduce cap until after June 1st. And Antonio Brown was saying that this was going to happen during the draft, I believe, which is before June 1st. So
he said that recently, or he said that this will happen before?
He said that it's going to happen on draft night, I believe.
Okay.
But that wouldn't help the Chargers reduce cap space because that you can't do that till after June 1st.
Yeah.
If the Chargers get rid of Herbert, that is like the ultimate just you're in rebuild. Yeah, but you can't rebuild with paying him 100 mil still.
You gave up on a guy that was arguably like a top 5, definitely a top 10 QB last year.
Mm.
Like if not in the last like 3-4 years.
Yeah, for sure.
He's been very consistent.
Yeah, he's a consistent player, even with what he's been dealt coaching-wise. I'm not saying the coaching was bad, but...
Could have been better.
That's another thing.
His receivers could stay healthy, too.
That's very true.
Another thing is, why would you bring in Jim Harbaugh if you're going to just ship out your
get rid
best
of everyone.
Player?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they already did get rid of two of their
two
right
of their
receivers.
Best players.
But I think they're really relying on... Quentin Johnston to pick up his game.
Yeah, I'm not very high on the Chargers this year. Their defense was mid.
I just think that...
And their offense is now even midder.
Damn, midder?
Midder. Mid and midder.
I think that having Jim Harbaugh makes them significantly better, regardless of their roster.
I hope so, man. Because I like the Chargers. I've always liked the Chargers.
Me too.
It would be nice to see him... I would like to see Justin Herbert get some playoff wins, too.
Yeah. He almost got one.
Almost.
And then he didn't.
Almost. I remember I bet that game. I remember, dude, I bet after, I think Trevor Lawrence threw a bunch of picks too, didn't he? Like that game?
He played really bad. I think he had like 4 picks in the first
half. I know.
Half.
I bet on the Jags after the second pick. Dude, I bet on them and I won a bunch of money.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that was when I bet that whole round as a parlay and I won.
Oh, shit. That was crazy.
That was like my peak of
betting.
Betting, yeah. Then I quit after that.
I can't hit more than like a four game parlay, you know?
Yeah. I like doing big old parlays because you never know.
You never know, dude. I always bet the 1 o'clock games. Well, when it comes to the football season,
yeah, you got it.
I bet, I'll throw like 5 and I'll parlay all the 1 o'clock games to see if I can't win a couple hundred like before the 4 o'clock games start, you know? Because that would be a sick way.
4 o'clock games.
All right, so I got a question for you guys.
What's up? Lay it on us.
Do you think Herbert would be more successful on the Vikings or the Chargers?
Oh, 100%. Throwing to Justin Jefferson, dude.
The Vikings.
He'd be incredible.
But
Jefferson, Addison, Hockenson.
But think about this. I'm not saying Kirk Cousins and Justin Herbert are the same person, but they have very similar play styles.
Okay.
And Kirk Cousins couldn't get them into what? They made it to the NFC Championship off of a very lucky play.
Very true.
So what makes you think that Herbert can do it?
I like to think that Herbert, right as of right now, could be a better quarterback than Kirk.
Why do you say that?
I think Kirk is getting towards the end.
I'm saying
he's gonna hang it up soon. Not soon, but like after this contract's done, he's hanging it up.
Right.
Herbert's got another like probably 10 years in him.
I think Cousins is like in that field of like not quite elite. Not quite bad, but I think Herbert has a higher ceiling still to go, especially if he's given the right supporting cast, he'll ball out.
I would agree with that. I would agree that we still haven't seen Herbert's like ceiling yet, and we've seen plenty of Kirk.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I feel like it's not that hard for a guy like Herbert to surpass the skill level of a guy like Kirk Cousins, especially with an offense that Kirk just left.
Mm-hmm. But you could debate that the Chargers' peak under Herbert was better than the Vikings' peak under Kirk Cousins.
You definitely could.
Wide receiver room-wise.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I'm not saying Justin Jefferson is obviously better than all of them, but
no, yeah.
The Chargers had more depth.
Yeah. It was for a while it was just
but there was
Justin
also
Jefferson.
That meme that Justin Herbert would score like 35 points and then still lose a game. Yeah. So, a Vikings defense is better than a Chargers defense, you know? So that has to go into account too.
Also, not to mention that the Chargers have had awful coaching pretty much Herbert's
the whole
entire
time.
Career.
Yeah.
Very true.
He got there, what, like 2020, 2019? He's probably in like his fourth or fifth year.
He was like similar time, like a year after Josh Allen, I think.
Josh Allen was like 2018, I think, 2017.
Like he's not like new, but...
Well, because he just got his big boy contract, what, like last year?
Yeah.
So this is probably his fourth or fifth year in.
Yeah, he's still early for a quarterback.
It's still, yeah, he's still like 27, probably, like 26 years old, you know?
Yeah, he's one of those quarterbacks that I'm highly rooting for.
Just
for sure. Because he seems like a really good dude, mm-hmm. and...
He's fun to watch.
He's also pretty fun to
watch.
He's got
a cannon, too, dude. He throws that ball hard, bro. He can throw that ball far.
And he's living in a world of quarterbacks that are kind of moving out of the league, pocket passing quarterbacks.
Agreed.
A lot of them aren't just pocket passers anymore, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So yeah, he is.
It's
yeah.
cool to see him stick to... I mean, he doesn't really have a choice. He's not physically able to
yeah.
be a running quarterback.
I've seen him run a little bit, though.
He's got some good runs.
Yeah,
but you have to. At this point, you have to run a little bit in the league. You can't
that's,
just
that
go
is
full,
the new style of
full Peyton Manning and not do anything, or Tom Brady and not break the pocket, you know?
Not that it's, I think, impossible. We just not many QBs are leaning that way now because of, like... players like Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, even Carson Wentz, I feel like was an icon in that generation
Mahomes,
of push.
Like Mahomes just a scrambler in general. Dude.
Mahomes running.
He's a pocket passer, but he's such a good. He's so good at scrambling. It's insane.
Is,
yeah. Like
is doing to the QB position what Steph Curry did to 3-point shooting. That's what I'm feeling is coming.
Nice.
Up.
I don't
I
know
like
if
that.
That's comparable, but sure.
I mean, I don't think it, like in this moment, but I think down the line when more players come to the league. You're going to see a lot more QBs trying the things that Mahomes is trying.
The way he
trying.
Avoids tackle, the way he creates space to still make a throw is it's insane. It's almost crazy. It's a pain when you're playing against him, cuz it's like how many guys can he make miss before he throws his fucking ball? It's insane. Yep. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, he just
he's
knows.
So good it drives me nuts.
He always knows what's around him
yeah,
without even having to look.
Exactly.
It's incredible, man. And he knows when he has to run, too.
Yeah, his line is pretty good, too, though. His O-line,
yeah,
they're pretty good.
Yeah. But, yeah, Herbert, I think it'd be pretty crazy if
where
he
did,
went to the
Vikings.
Oh, it'd be insane.
It would be, yeah, it would be fun to watch, too. Where did Eckler go to?
Commanders.
He left. You're right.
The 2019-2020 team.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, this team would have been great in 2019. an all-star team in 2019.
Yep.
It's a strikeout, baby.
I mean, hey, maybe it'll work. We'll see. Moneyball.
Yeah, right?
All right. Quizzo time.
Quizzo.
We're drinking.
We're drinking.
Eat it, beat it, drink it.
Quizzo.
Go Quizzo.
Quizzo. We're good. So this week is strictly pop culture.
Oh, okay. Shit.
So you're screwed.
Nah, but dude, we've been talking TikTok all night. Me and my god.
You're that's fucked. Not pop culture, bro. I'm talking about movies and shit.
I'm tapped in, dude. My screen time is way up.
We're tapped in, dude. We saw all the movie clips.
I don't watch any movies. I'm fucked.
You're so screwed, bro.
Is it all movie questions? Ah, this sucks.
It literally is. Yeah.
What damn the Merc. Fuck, dude?
There's one TV show.
Wow. I don't watch TV either, dude. We're just talking about that. I have YouTube Premium. I watch
all animations and YouTube. Like that's my form of media. South Park, Rick and Morty, BoJack Horseman, anime.
BoJack Horseman.
Great show. Is that the question? Is
there any BoJack Horseman?
That's the TV show. That's the TV show. That's the answer.
Found no, it's it. Not, actually. Idiot.
Fuck.
Oh.
All right, number one. What is your favorite color?
Okay.
Dude, what's Sean's favorite color?
Yeah.
Red.
All right, number one. Name one of the four velociraptors from Jurassic World.
Shut the
easy.
Fuck up.
Dude, that's easy. Come on.
No, it's
so
not.
Easy. That one's easy, dude. Come on.
It really is.
Name one of the four. They have names.
I could give you a hint, and you'd have it instantly. And I'm not gonna give the hint, but
dude,
that guy, he knows he's laughing. He knows the fucking hint.
This
I'm
is fucked
him.
Up, dude.
I think
this,
I do.
This is it's fucked such, up.
He'd get it instantly. I mean, maybe not because he's just.
I'm pissed, dude.
Damn it, dude.
He had to nerf me, dude. I'm so good at Quizzo. He had to nerf me.
All right, number two. In the Star Wars universe, what is the name of the desert planet where Anakin Skywalker and Luke Skywalker were raised? You don't know that, man?
No, I don't fucking know anything.
Oh, my God. You need to up your... You're talking about screen time. You need to
I don't know it, I'm putting the same answer that I put for number one.
It might be right.
Yeah, I hope so.
Number three, what is the name of the fictional city where Batman does his thing?
Okay.
I'd slap you, Burke.
Okay.
I swear to God.
I really like Batman, so that one was easy.
Have you seen it?
Metropolis.
I've seen them all.
You saw the new one?
With Robin Pattinson.
You just ignore my question.
That's crazy.
He literally just ignored
it. I changed it. Wait, the one Rob? Yeah, yeah.
Robbie?
Yeah.
You changed it. You didn't have it the first time?
No, I got it now.
Wait. I gotta ask you.
I can't wait for that one.
I will speculate later.
Number four. In the Harry Potter series, what is the name of the magical village where Harry and his friends often visit during the school year?
Oh, fuck.
I'm gonna put the same answer I put for number three.
Bro, you've been...
I don't watch this shit. I watch
know.
Every movie, too. I watch every
I
Harry
have
Potter
seen,
movie.
Yeah,
and I can't tell
I
you.
Now,
I can't tell you. I've watched every single movie. In the past 5 years, too. All
right, number five. In the TV show The Simpsons... What is the name of Homer Simpson's favorite bar?
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Cool. All
right, well, I lost this week.
Hey,
I might go 5 for 5.
Dude, this fucking...
I'm definitely going 4 for 5.
He had to nerf me.
I nerfed you. I'm sorry, dude. All right, you ready? Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Number one, name one of the four velociraptors from Jurassic World. Merc?
I said raptor.
I couldn't tell you the other three, but I know one of them is definitely blue.
Yeah. What was your hint going to be?
It's named after a color.
I would have put, like, fucking red.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it would have ruined them, too.
I thought you were going to give... So the other three are Charlie, Delta, and Echo. I thought you were going to say Call of Duty. I thought that was going to be your hint.
I would have maybe got it then.
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably not. Probably.
I don't remember
I would have said
those
soap.
Names at all.
I would have said, like, soap or, like, Price.
Ghost.
Yeah, something like... Yeah, I probably would have put Ghost.
All right, number two. In the Star Wars universe, what is the name of the desert planet where Anakin Skywalker and Luke Skywalker were raised?
Tatooine.
I said Raptor again.
You need to go home and watch movies.
No.
All day, every day.
No.
Number three, what is the name of the fictional city where Batman does his thing?
I said...
Metropolis? No, it's Gotham City.
I said Gotham.
What did you say first? I need to know.
I put Arkham.
Arkham?
Yeah, because that's the
Arkham
video game.
Arkham Asylum?
Yeah, well, there's...
It's the Arkham Asylum.
And then the Arkham City.
Yeah, what's the difference?
And the Arkham Knight. I don't know.
Arkham Asylum is the asylum in Gotham City.
Well, there's also a video game, Arkham City.
There is an Arkham City as well.
And then there's the Arkham Knight. I played all three. That's why I...
Well, I'm pretty sure... Don't they take... I could be wrong. I haven't played...
I don't know the difference, though. I don't know. It might be like a licensing thing.
Yeah, sounds like it. All right, number four. In the Harry Potter series, what is the name of the magical village where Harry and his friends often visit during the school year?
The only one I think I got wrong. Is it Hogsmeade?
Merc?
I said Gotham again.
It is Hogsmeade.
That's all right. 4 for 4, baby.
It could have been Hogsmeade or...
Diagon Alley?
Yes, Diagon Alley.
That was good.
There was two answers?
I don't think.
And one wasn't Gotham?
The hint I was going to give you is Universal. You've
wouldn't
been to Universal, haven't
wouldn't
you?
Wouldn't have got it.
Didn't you go
I've
recently?
Been there. I wouldn't have got it.
But it's there.
I know. I wouldn't have got
there.
Both of them are there, actually.
Wouldn't have got it.
All right, number five. In the TV show The Simpsons, what is the name of Homer Simpson's favorite bar?
Duff's.
Moe's.
Oh, it is Moe's. Yeah. Duff is the beer. 4 for 5. Fuck.
Have you been to the Moe's in Universal?
Yes.
That place is sick.
Yeah, that place is sick.
Have you had the beer?
No.
It's pretty good, man. They had an Oktoberfest.
Is that a hit?
Aren't you going soon? Or did you
I'm
go?
I'm going to Magic Kingdom for a day. But I'm going to Florida this weekend to like go to the beach, downtown Orlando and shit.
Damn.
You're going to Florida this weekend?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
I'm jealous.
So excited.
Pretty sick.
Little start to the summer for like before summer starts.
Nice.
Nice, dude.
All right, Mark, you drinking?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I guess. Yeah, sorry. I guess I'll take that.
This.
Well, I'm not drinking that.
I'll drink this with you.
Okay.
You want one?
Fuck yeah. I mean, I went 4 for 5, but I'll still do one.
Hell yeah, bro.
Why not?
I'm gonna pour it in. in my mouth.
I'm more mad at myself because I fucking I came out with Duff's.
Fucking Duff's Mo's. Is the beer that they drink.
Duff is the fucking beer.
Is it sold at Moe's?
What? Probably.
They probably sell it.
Probably all they drink.
You know, I think. Yeah, that is. That's it. Actually, that's what the beer's called at Universal.
Duff.
Yeah.
But they also have an Oktoberfest. That's pretty good.
That's all I was thinking of was all the fucking Duff merch and shit.
Yeah, you would. Cheers, boys. Duff. Oh. Cheers. Reach for the stars.
Reach for the stars.
Wow, you really do taste the vanilla in that.
Ugh. That's what she said.
Huh? That brings back bad memories.
I don't mind it. I kind of like it. You ever have Cannonball? Oh, by the
Cannonball's good.
We took a shot of Captain Morgan original spiced rum made with real Madagascar vanilla.
Cannonball is definitely better.
Did you know that?
Great.
That's pretty real.
What, Cannonball? The Jax?
Yeah, it's
Captain.
That's pretty real.
I don't think they make it anymore.
No? Nah. Is that the black one?
Yeah.
It's shaped as a cannonball.
Oh, but it's black, right?
Is it like John used to have it in his trunk?
I used to have it in my basement. I never drank it. It sat there because it looks scary, dude.
It does look scary.
It's intimidating looking.
But it's good. It's got like a cinnamon flavor.
You ever heard of Big Black Dick?
I have it. I swear to God, I have it.
The
vanilla. Pirate one? The vanilla
it's
cream
so
pirate?
So good!
You know, that's so funny that you bring that up. My buddy went on a cruise to, like, Mexico.
The Cayman Islands or some shit.
Yeah, like, somewhere far south or something like that. And he got me a bottle of it. And it's sitting in our living room right now.
It's the best thing you've ever had. Have you had
it's pretty good.
It's
yeah,
so
I've
good.
Had it. It's pretty so good.
It tastes like vanilla?
That's, yeah. It's
is
so
it a rum?
Funny. Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah, like vanilla rum or something.
Fucking Luca goes to the Cayman Islands and he comes back. And like, he sends a picture of it, like, big black dick. And like, we go to a party and pulls it out. He's like, who wants some big black dick?
So
it's on the table.
That's so funny. It's got like a pirate guy on it.
We killed the bottle. It was so good. That we were
crazy.
Joking about the whole night. I think I brought it up here like at a party. And like Sam was like, what are you talking about?
I'm going to send you a picture of it when I go home, dude. I have
so
a bottle of it. That's so funny,
awesome.
Bro.
Dude,
he gave it to me, I swear to God, Cam, like 6 years ago. He gave it to me like, I've
best
had like
ever.
Two shots of it and it sat in my fucking like cabinet forever.
Shit now, bro. That shit was so good.
I don't know if it was bad.
Oh, that best rum ever. Big black dick.
Nice. Nice.
That is the name.
All right, let's get another round going, boys.
Yes, sir.
Cheers.